How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Who is nervous about something going into the weekend here?
Okay.
That could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
You may be proposing to somebody, may have a reunion, you're meeting your parent for the first time, mom or dad for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're going into work today and the boss has already told you that he wants to meet with you or she wants to meet with you and you're not really sure what that meeting's all about. So what are you nervous about going into the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have you give us a call now. And then you guys call us back and let us know how it all worked out. What are you nervous about going into the weekend? Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, it's Burgundy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
I'm singing for the first time, a small solo in a big show, and I'm kind of nervous because it was just given to me last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
I missed the first part of it because, I can't understand. It's a what, solo?
A solo.
A solo in a show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
And you were...
Given to me last night because the person decided she didn't want to do it.
Okay.
And how long did the person that just backed out, how long did they have to rehearse?
A month.
A month.
Oh, no.
And why did they back out?
Because she didn't think she could do it for like the rest of the run of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And the first night she did it, she kind of choked a little.
Mm. So she doesn't want to repeat that. Now it's up to you.
Yeah.
Do you know the song?
Yeah. I mean, it's only like a few lines, but still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's nerve-wracking right there.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
And where is the show?
At the Alliance.
Oh, nice.
What's the name of it?
Jesus Christ Superstar Gospel.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. Good for you.
Good for you.
You're going to knock it out
Absolutely.
Of the park. You're going to crush it.
Yeah, because I think what a huge honor that you're the one to come in and save the day.
Yeah, but she's like a first soprano. I'm a second.
What does that mean?
That means she sings higher than I do normally.
Okay.
So if I don't pull it off, this could be a deal breaker for me.
Nah, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Great.
Did you say you volunteered for this, or you were just sort of chosen?
No, I was told.
You were told.
Yeah.
During rehearsal, this is what you're doing now.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why they came to you. They have the confidence in you. You obviously are talented enough. They wouldn't just go to anybody. They went to you.
And this seems like a great show because it's Jesus Christ Superstar Gospel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a whole, it's like a gospel version of the original Broadway show. So, yeah, you'll be fine.
Thank you.
And no worries, because I'm sure a bunch of listeners have tickets for this weekend. And you know what? They're going to be there to support you.
Be nice.
Yes.
That would be great.
Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk to you Monday morning, same time. We're going to get your phone number, and we'll call you.
Bye.
Okay, hold on. Thank
Good
you.
Luck. Break a leg.
All right, what else are y'all nervous about this weekend? Good morning. We'll call you Ann, and you're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up?
I'm really nervous because I caught my manager lying to our boss, and I told on her. And she's one of those really vindictive kind of...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I got to work with her all weekend, and we work in a... We cut hair in a really busy salon, and I got to work with her all weekend, and she's just one of those... She'll drop little snitty comments, and... She'll just be really ugly.
So she knows you told on her?
Yeah, she knows now.
What exactly was the infraction that you told on?
She's just kind of a big slacker, and we're always, having to, work around where she schedules herself for her needs and nobody else's needs. And mm-hmm. she let a customer walk out yesterday. And that's a big no-no in our business. And when my owner called me and asked me about it, I just told him, but I was like, no, that's not what happened. She died.
Mm-hmm.
And she's your immediate boss?
No, she's my manager.
She's your
and
manager.
I told the owner of the company.
Oh, wow.
So you got to work side by side next to her all weekend long with those really sharp scissors that she's carrying.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's going to Shawshank.
I'll be bald by Monday.
All right, hold on, okay? I want to talk to you again on Monday morning.
Okay.
Good luck.
That's always that makes
it's uncomfortable.
That makes the 8-hour workday feel like it's 4 weeks long. Mm-hmm.
It may be more built up in your head though, as you go in. Like you never know.
Well, if she knows it was her that told, it's not going to be.
It's
a
not
good
gonna
situation.
Be crazy.
Yeah.
Carrie, we'll call you Carrie, and you're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Nervous.
What's up?
About what?
Can you guys hear me okay? I'm at work.
Yes. We can.
Okay. I have a date this weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
With a very good friend of mine. We've been friends for getting close to 9 or 10 years, but he's married.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Why are you doing that?
Because he's really unhappy.
Really?
That's what he told you, huh?
And
no, I've seen it firsthand. I was friends with her first.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Even
so
worse.
So she brings you into their family, and now you're going out with him tonight.
No, more like I was her friend, and then they met, and I was in their wedding.
I'm kind of hoping that
now.
This date goes horribly wrong.
Carrie, come on now.
I know it's wrong. I know
it is.
This is not going to end
well. Why are you doing it if you know it's wrong?
It is.
Why are you doing it?
Because he deserves to be happy.
So do you think that inevitably you're going to end up with him and he's going to lose the wife?
I don't know, but it would be nice if he had some sort of reason. Well, he has reason to get out of that relationship, but it would be so much better for him if he could just, you know, get up the courage to get out. And if I can give him some kind of motivation, then...
You know. Who asked for the date? Did he or did you?
He's been asking for a long time.
Are there kids involved?
Now there are.
What's that mean?
Well, like I said, he's been asking for a long time, and back then there weren't, but now there are.
Back then, you mean when you guys first met?
Or when they...
He started asking you out, they didn't have kids, but now they got kids.
Right.
Ooh.
And you were friends with her first, and she has no idea.
She makes jokes sometimes. She doesn't care for him at all.
What would, like, what's an example joke that she would make?
Like, if I called the house, she'd say, hey, your girlfriend's calling.
Oh, really? Mm. So she may underline, know about it. Is the marriage just staying together for the kids?
Yeah, she got married because she wanted to have kids.
Yeah, whatever.
Hold on one second.
I'm mad. That's a bad friend. Come on now.
I wouldn't call
her
a good friend.
That's the understatement of the show.
Yeah.
That is not a good friend.
Hey, Lisa, you're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
I actually have a couple different reasons why I'm nervous. One, I'm driving to D.C. tomorrow to go to the inauguration and stuff, and I'm staying with a friend.
Fantastic.
However, I met him 5 years ago online, and we're just friends. There's no romantic anything, but I'm still nervous to meet him for the first time face-to-face.
Wow.
And you're going to stay with him until Wednesday?
Yeah, we're going tomorrow, and we're coming back on Wednesday.
Okay.
That's a long time together in the same
No, because he has to work in the studio, and since they're locking it down on Monday, he won't be, so I'm only seeing him Sunday and Monday morning.
Okay.
And then he's letting us stay at his house the other 3 days.
Perfect.
Okay.
But I'm taking my 7-year-old daughter, and I'm nervous, so when I take her to the city, she's going to make it miserable for me.
You're going to be doing a lot of walking, we'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, because we're going to the concert on Sunday, and then we're going back on Tuesday.
Which concert is Sunday?
There's a free concert at Lincoln Memorial with Beyonce, John Legend, Bruce Springsteen, U2.
That's the big one right there. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a free concert, so it's fantastic.
I'll tell you what, when you look over that, they call it the National Mall, that area between the Lincoln Memorial and the Capitol with the Washington Monument in the middle. There's going to be so many people out there. I have been there on July 4th in fireworks, and there's a million people out there. To see all of those people on that National Mall with the backdrop of all those monuments is a picture that you and your 7-year-old will have in your mind for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And her class voted for Obama, so she's Obama this and Obama that. So I was like, I have a friend that lives outside the city. Perfect time to go.
Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Good for you. Yeah, nothing to be nervous about. You're going to have a great time.
I'm just terrified. It's like we have great chemistry over the phone, and we laugh and have fun. I'm just terrified in person. It's going to be awkward.
Well,
it might be
from time to time, but, you know, you've got a really convenient excuse to kind of, like, branch out on your own and do your own thing, and that's your daughter, and you guys are going to hang out in D.C., so you'll be fine.
Right. Okay.
That's the best thing about kids.
I'm scared that it's going to end the friendship if it's awkward.
Convenient excuses.
To have kids,
When you were just describing the National Mall, Bert, I was just thinking how cool it's going to be to have those aerial shots of it.
Oh.
like helicopter, you know, video of it on Tuesday. That's going to be so cool.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I would not let this. I mean, this is so minor compared to what you're going and you and your daughter are going to go see. So
right.
I wouldn't worry about it so much.
Okay. I just feel like I'm so nervous, and he's like, don't be, but I'm terrified.
Yeah, it's played up way more in your head. Hold on one sec, all right? I want to talk to you next week. Hold on.
Okay.
I take one more call here. Infidelity issue raising its ugly head again.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Good morning, Casey. You're on
Q100. Hey, am I on the voice disguiser?
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I confronted my brother before about him because he lied and said that he had a friend that he was seeing, but I found out it was his ex-best friend's wife that he's seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he had to go meet somebody the other night, a guy, and I followed him, and he was actually meeting up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got to confront him this weekend about him still seeing the other guy's wife.
Ooh, yeah. That's not fun.
No, because he's very kind of confrontational, and I just, you know, he's going to think that I'm, you know, I don't trust him. Well, kind of, which I don't. So.
Right. Well, I'm glad.
But then I'm also thinking about figuring out a way to get around and tell his ex-best friend.
Well, I'm glad you're confronting. I mean, because siblings sometimes can talk, unlike a friend may be able to do it, or at least, you know, kind of have harsh words, or, you know. So I'm glad you're doing it, because other people may know and just don't know what to say. And
well,
he's already aware that you know?
Yeah, and I confronted him about it, and he was like, well, you know, they're unhappy, and they, you know, they're already separated, and, you know, we didn't start talking until after they, you know, aren't together anymore. And then he goes, well, I knew her first. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. They're still married and they have two kids.
Yeah, you do realize that you're walking into a conversation this weekend that you can't win. That's not going to change anything, right?
Oh, yes.
But she's putting it out there, and sometimes you got to do that, and that's, you know.
At least somebody's calling them out on it.
Yeah, and like I said, siblings can do that. Yeah, and usually, initially you don't win. I mean, that's siblings, but it does plant a seed in their head.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.